Let's get caught up here with the head coach of the unbeaten Gallatin Bulldogs in Chris Holt. Gallatin, they scored early and often, jumped out to a big lead. I'm sure able to play a lot of the roster in a 40-point victory, 46-6 against South Harrison. That really continues a trend for Gallatin where they're starting fast and really come out and offensively overwhelming three opponents in a row. A pretty good Polo team, although a Polo team that's coming off a performance I'm sure they're not necessarily proud of in a 23-point loss to Maysville will be the opponent. Gallatin returns home for a couple of home games. Polo at Gallatin Friday night at 7. Coach Holt, congrats on the win up at Bethany.
Oh, thank you. It was another good quick start for the boys, and you know, we got things going our way early, you know, it has been a trend, obviously one that we'd like to continue.
Yeah, and with the guys that you have, you know, we talked about the Fidens and the Wrights and the Bakers and the Birds and those guys. Who are some of the young? I asked Coach Hickson over here this week for Trenton. Who are some of the unsung guys for Gallatin really doing good yeoman's work for your football team, Coach?
Well, it's definitely kind of been the big, you know, the big three or four there when you're talking about scoring. You know, but I think the Botcher kid's been a surprise for a few people at the fullback position. Up front, you know, Keegan McGroom's a junior. He's really stepped up for us. You know, Logan Waterbury plays tight end for us. Didn't catch a lot of balls, but, you know, he helps us set that edge on the offensive side. You know, I think Ethan Atkinson's kind of surprised himself. We've really challenged him, you know, to get a lower pad level and those type of things. You know, defensively, you know, what we're doing a good job of right now is running to the football. Now, we still have plenty of things to scrutinize on film on Monday, so these kids need to understand that there's going to come a point this time during the season where you're going to line up on a Friday night and the people across from you are going to be just like you, and we've got to learn to break all these kind of bad habits or poor fundamentals, because that stuff, if the kid is equal to you and he's doing it the right way and you're not, you're the one that's going to suffer. So those are the things that we're trying to continue to fix.
If you look at your schedule too here in the conference, yeah, and I know there's, you know, there's a couple of to the point I want to make here, you know, Princeton struggled a little bit, that's your week 9 opponent, but between, say, you know, Polo this week and then Trenton week 8, it kind of feels like you could look at it and say, you know, every opponent gets maybe a little bit better, or the challenge a little bit greater. You could make that argument here over the next 5 weeks.
Yes, and you know, this was a big week, I think, for the conference in general, just to kind of learn about itself a little bit, you know, because you do have, you know, Trenton is playing Putnam, you know, and I think we learned something last week, you know, because the Milan Putnam game went down to the wire. You know, Maysville responded from a loss that I'm for sure had people scratching their head, you know, and then they really came out last week and kind of physically got after Polo, you know, and then I'm sure Polo was maybe looking ahead a little bit, you know, but he's got a young football team, because I promise you that Coach Ross did not expect it to go the way that it did. So I think these next week or two, we're going to learn a lot about the league and kind of see where things potentially could be shaking out.
Yeah, with your team's ability to just kind of take care of business early, Coach. Last week we talked about the fact that your main message to your guys was no letdown, and there was not a letdown in the first quarter, so the guys bought into your message last week.
Oh, definitely. Now, there was a time where I called a timeout just to basically talk to the guys about, you know, staying focused. You know, we jumped off sides a couple of times. We missed an assignment. We didn't run a good route. And I'm like, you know, this group of boys, you know, I love them to death, but man, they are squirrely. And it's one of those things that I'm trying to get them to maybe settle things down a little bit and get a little more mature and focused when it comes to game night and things like that. And it's a process. And, you know, these kids, the senior group especially, they've known each other forever. They're really comfortable with each other, and man, they just like to goof off a lot. So those are the type of things that we're trying to, where I'm trying to squelch that stuff a little bit, because I'm explaining to them, you know, every now and again when we have to get on to you, if we're in a meeting or something like that, that's why you're jumping off sides tonight. That's why maybe you read your play card wrong. Those things reveal themselves in opportunity moments. And when that stuff happens during a football game, it's usually going to be a broken play, penalty, or a missed assignment where you give up a big score. Knock on wood, we've not had a lot of that stuff happen yet, but I'm telling you, if it doesn't get fixed, it's coming.
It's always interesting to me when I see really good football teams and I'm able to be around them in practice or just kind of see how things operate. The seniors are motivated by the coaches, but in many ways, the underclassmen they get motivated by the seniors. You know, the really good teams are the ones that the seniors who are able to step up and kind of tell the underclassmen, this is the way we do things in this program. Do you kind of have that developing in your program, Coach?
Well, that's definitely what we're working towards. I told them, I made the comment that I've been doing this a long time, and my best teams by far and away have been the ones that have had a strong senior class. When you have a weak senior class as opposed to leadership and attitude, it's really hard to win those big games on a Friday night, or especially the ones in November on a Saturday. So these kids, you know, they're used to being successful. I just don't know if they're used to being successful at the expectations that we have for them as coaches, the current staff. And those are the things that we're trying to build for, because, you know, it's week four already, and then you're going to wake up and it's going to be week eight. Mm-hmm. Then you're going to wake up and it's now. So it goes by quick. So you've got to make these – you got to fix all these things now.
The danger with the guys, and I'm sure the more veteran guys on your team can look at it and say, we know what Polo has, we know they're young, but there's some talent there. And don't look at necessarily a loss where, you know, Polo, just for whatever reason, they didn't have a real good night last week. But that is a lot better football team than the one that showed up against Maysville Friday night.
Yeah, on the top of our scouting report this week, we just put 12-13 because that was score of last year's game. And, you know, Gallatin was undefeated in the league. I think they looked past Polo and they got beat 13-12. So that's been our model all week, 12-13.
Polo at Gallatin. Friday night at 7. Coaches, always appreciate the time. Good luck to you and the Bulldogs this week.
All right, thanks.